Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic. Your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
What's the most brutal thing karma did to a guy who said, "You'll regret losing me"? Story one. He stood in my driveway, arms crossed, smirking like he was the star of a soap opera. "You'll regret losing me," he said as he revved his motorcycle and drove off with all the drama his fragile ego could muster. 3 months later, I found out he'd been cheating on me with a coworker. I didn't even have time to be angry. I was just relieved I'd dodged a bullet. Fast forward a year, I was promoted, moved to a new city, met someone who actually respected me. Meanwhile, Mr. Motorcycle lost his job for getting caught sleeping with that same coworker, his boss's fiance. He got sued for harassment and now works nights delivering food. A mutual friend sent me a screenshot of his TikTok livestream where he said, "Real women don't know how to appreciate real men." The top comment was, "Bro, maybe start by not cheating." He replied, "She'll regret it one day." "Sorry, dude. I'm too busy being loved and unbothered." Story 2. When we broke up, he laughed in my face. "You'll be begging for me back." He was convinced he was a 10. To me, he was maybe a soft 6 with good lighting and a gym membership. After the breakup, he tried to flex on Instagram. Rented sports cars, fake Rolexes, clearly sponsored dates. It was all image, but image doesn't pay bills. Turns out he was committing credit card fraud. The FBI knocked on his door 9 months later. He's now facing charges and massive debt. And the girl he left me for? She sold him out. The only thing he has left is his Snapchat memories. Meanwhile, I graduated law school, passed the bar, and started working at the exact firm representing one of the banks suing him. I don't touch the case, obviously. Conflict of interest. But I see his name on the docket. That's more satisfying than any apology. Story 3. You'll regret this. No one will ever love you like I do. He was right. No one has ever tried to love me like that again, and thank God. He was controlling, jealous, and emotionally manipulative. I finally walked away after catching him going through my phone in the middle of the night while I slept. I rebuilt myself from scratch. Therapy, friends, a new job, new city. Then 2 years later, I got an email. It was from him. He was just checking in, wanted to know if I was still thinking about us. He didn't realize his email signature included his job title, assistant manager, AutoZone. I Googled him. The guy had lost his license after a DUI, lived in his mom's basement, and was recently dumped by someone who posted a TikTok titled, "My Ex Was the King of Gaslighting." Regret? I only regret not leaving sooner. Story 4. He told me I'd never find better, that I was too emotional, too sensitive, and that someday I'd crawl back once I realized what I'd lost. What I lost? A man who couldn't hold down a job, spent every weekend drunk, and thought foreplay was liking my Instagram post. I left, cried for weeks, rebuilt my life. I eventually met someone kind, funny, emotionally intelligent. We're married now, expecting our first child. And karma? She showed up to his wedding, literally. He married someone who seemed sweet. But a week after their honeymoon, she aired him out on Facebook for cheating, being broke, and borrowing her credit cards. Her post went viral. 200,000 shares. His employer saw it. He was fired. His wife divorced him within 3 months. Last I heard, he moved in with a cousin and works part-time cleaning pools. He texted me, "You up?" last December. I replied with a photo of my engagement ring. Story 5. We were high school sweethearts. He was charming, funny, and knew exactly how to manipulate a situation. He dumped me after college, saying I'd never make it in the real world, and that he needed someone with ambition. At the time, I was working part-time while studying for my nursing license. He was getting into real estate, thought he was the next Wolf of Wall Street. 5 years later, I'm an ER nurse, bought my own condo, and volunteer in my spare time. He invested all his money into NFTs and lost it all. Then tried to launch a YouTube channel ranting about women being gold diggers. His most viewed video has 312 views. The worst part? His mom ran into mine and said he'd been feeling nostalgic and wished he hadn't burned bridges. Karma didn't just humble him. She evaporated the fantasy he lived in. And me? I'm living a life he said I couldn't handle. Turns out I was always the ambitious one. Story 6. He broke up with me over text. Literally one line. You'll regret this when I'm rich and famous, and you're still working retail. He dropped out of college to pursue influencer dreams, bought followers, rented Airbnbs to fake wealth, and even tried a music career with auto-tuned SoundCloud tracks. Fast forward 2 years. I'm still working retail, yes, but I've been promoted 3 times, run a department, and just got my first place. I'm happy, stable, and surrounded by people who don't treat me like a stepping stone. He, on the other hand, got exposed in a Reddit thread called Fake Influencer Caught Faking Private Jet Pics. Someone recognized him from high school and shared receipts. The fake watches, the bounced checks, and a video of him crying in the McDonald's parking lot because he couldn't afford a McChicken. Karma didn't just humble him. It live-streamed it. Story 7. He cheated on me, then blamed me for it. Said I was cold, didn't support him, and that someday you'll wish you'd fought harder for the girl he left me for? His co-worker. She was beautiful, yes, but also married. When her husband found out, he didn't cause a scene. He sent screenshots, dozens, group chats, selfies in bed, receipts. He sent them to their entire company, including HR. My ex was fired for violating the company's code of conduct. She got divorced. He tried to apply elsewhere, but word traveled fast. Now he works the front desk at a gym, where he gets recognized more for being in the viral cheating thread than his gains. Me, I met someone wonderful at a dog rescue. We live together with 3 adopted dogs. We don't cheat, we communicate, and we don't talk down to each other. Turns out, the only thing I regret is not thanking that husband sooner. Story 8. We were together for 6 years. I thought we'd get married. He always said we would right after he got his life sorted. He never did. He spent our savings on crypto without telling me. Then he said I didn't believe in his dreams when I got mad. When I left, he screamed, "You'll regret this. I'm gonna be a millionaire without you." I moved in with my sister and started over. I took therapy seriously, went back to school, and slowly built a peaceful, happy life. A year later, I bumped into his cousin. Turns out, after I left, his coin of choice, some obscure altcoin, crashed hard. He tried doubling down, lost everything. Couldn't afford rent, moved back with his parents. And that same week, his car got repossessed. He posted a selfie with the caption, "No one's real anymore." The top comment was, "Bro, your own bank account isn't real anymore." I never replied to his email asking if we could catch up. I didn't even open it. Story 9. He made it a point to tell me, "You're replaceable. I'll find someone hotter, smarter, and actually fun." Then he dumped me on my birthday, at dinner, in front of my friends. I cried for weeks. But then I got up, started running, started writing, started putting myself first. A year later, I published a memoir essay that went viral about dating a narcissist who dumped me on my birthday. It was raw, painful, and oddly empowering. People resonated with it. And then he found it. He DM'd me, "You made me look like a monster." I lost followers over that. I never mentioned his name, never shared his photo, but his own followers connected the dots. They turned on him. He lost brand deals, got doxxed on a subreddit. One of his exes added more to the story. Another created a TikTok series. And the icing on the cake? His new girlfriend commented, "Wow, guess I'm next," then dumped him publicly. Karma didn't whisper. She printed an essay and passed it out like flyers. Story 10. He told me I was lucky to have him, that no one else would put up with, that I was a handful, and he was doing me a favor by staying. So I left, quietly, packed my stuff while he was at work and left a note. No big speech, no drama, just freedom. He went ballistic, told everyone I abandoned him, made posts like, "You'll regret walking away from a real one," 6 months later, he got in a car accident. He was okay, but he didn't have insurance. He set up a GoFundMe, said he was a victim of an unfair system. It got shared around, and people started recognizing him. Screenshots of his abusive texts, messages he sent to girls while we were together. His GoFundMe got flagged and taken down. People demanded refunds. One girl even stitched it on TikTok with, "This man once told me I was lucky he even noticed me." He deleted all his socials, went quiet. And me? I sleep like a baby. Story 11. He was my college boyfriend. Charming, witty, and so good-looking, it was almost a problem. But beneath the charm was a manipulator. He flirted with everyone, downplayed my accomplishments, and made jokes at my expense in front of his friends. When I finally had enough and ended it, he told me, "You'll regret this when I'm famous. You'll be the girl I don't thank." He moved to LA, trying to become a stand-up. I quietly moved to New York, worked in publishing, and focused on myself. Years went by. I heard nothing. Then one night, my friend sent me a link to a Reddit post titled, "This guy bombed so hard people walked out." It was him, caught on video mocking his ex for being too boring to date a star. The audience booed him, the club owner interrupted his set, and the comments? Brutal. Someone found his YouTube channel and stitched clips of him being heckled. Now, he does Postmates on the side and posts memes about how women only want clout. I don't regret leaving him. I regret wasting my best jeans on his shows. Story 12. We dated for 5 months. He was love bombing me from the start. Flowers, gifts, endless texts. Then he flipped. Became cold, critical, distant. Told me I was lucky he stuck around and no one else would deal with my issues. When I finally left, he laughed and said, "You'll be back. You're not wife material to anyone else." Well, I didn't come back. I started therapy, went back to school, graduated as a physician's assistant. A year later, a girl messaged me on Instagram. Said she was dating him and had just found my name in his texts. She asked if he ever told me I was a burden. I said, "Daily." Turns out, he'd been copying and pasting the same insults to multiple women. She dumped him and exposed the screenshots in a Facebook group for women in our city. Within a week, 4 more women came. His name is now synonymous with walking red flag on social media. And me? I married someone who calls me a blessing. Story 13. "You'll regret walking away from the best thing you ever had," he said, while crying into a pizza box on my apartment floor. We'd dated for 3 years. He never wanted to move in, never introduced me to his family, and ghosted me anytime I mentioned the future. When I finally said I deserved more, he lost it. Then I found out the real reason. He was engaged to someone else. I was the side relationship while he prepared for a life with another woman. I didn't warn her. I just left. A year later, I saw a Facebook post from his wife. To the woman who warned me with screenshots, "Thank you." Someone else outed him. On their honeymoon, no less. She left him the day they got back. Took his car, maxed out his cards, which she legally had access to, and disappeared. He posted a TikTok crying in a motel bathroom. The comments were brutal. "Weren't you the best thing she lost?" Karma brought her receipts, bro. Now he sells knockoff watches online. I don't regret leaving him. He's the one who lost everything. Story 14. He was my boss. Older, successful, charismatic. Everyone warned me not to date him, but I fell anyway. He promised he'd divorce his wife, build a life with me, all the usual lies. When I realized I was just the side story, I ended it. He cornered me at work a week later and whispered, "You'll regret this. I made you." I didn't say a word. I quietly gathered evidence. Every flirty message, every inappropriate advance. I gave it all to HR when I left. He was warned before, but now they had proof. He lost his job, his reputation, and guess what? His wife left him too. Turns out she already had suspicions. My evidence sealed the deal. Last I heard, he moved to another state and works at a car dealership. His LinkedIn is blank. His ex-wife? She started a podcast about toxic relationships and is doing incredibly well. The funniest part? He tried to apply at the same company I now work at. Guess who interviewed him? Me. Guess who didn't get the job? Also him. Story 15. He told me I was just a phase in his life. That I wasn't the type of woman you settle down with. That I'd regret letting him go when he finds a queen. Well, I let him go. 2 years later, I was at a wedding with my now fiancé when I saw him, working the valet. He tried to make small talk, said I looked good, asked what I was up to. I smiled and said, "Engaged, happy, loved." He nodded, looked down, and handed me my fiancé's keys. Later, I found out he'd proposed to a girl 6 months after we broke up. She left him after catching him cheating, with her sister. His name became a joke on local Twitter, and someone created a meme page called Quotes from That Guy, featuring all his fake deep nonsense. He's now banned from Tinder, blocked by every ex, and currently lives with his grandma. Regret? Number. Satisfaction? Butte. Story 16. He broke up with me via voice memo. A 12-second clip that ended with, "One day you'll wake up and realize you let the best thing walk away." We'd been together 4 years. I supported him through law school while working 2 jobs. He said he needed to experience more before settling down. A year later, I ran into his former classmate at a networking event. She mentioned he'd failed the bar exam 3 times. Turned out he wasn't studying. He was chasing clout on TikTok as a legal lifestyle guru and trying to monetize breakup advice. I checked his page. His most viewed video was a thirst trap with the caption, "My ex regrets losing this." The comments roasted him. Top one said, "If you're so great, why'd you get dumped and disbarred?" Next one, "This man screams unpaid child support." He deactivated the next day. "I passed my CPA exams, bought a townhouse, and started dating someone who doesn't measure worth in likes." Story 17. He was obsessed with control, passwords, who I talked to, what I wore. He made me feel like I was lucky just to be tolerated. When I finally left, he said, "You'll regret this when no one else wants you with your baggage." What baggage? A college loan and a cat? Please. I flourished after I left. Finished grad school, landed a nonprofit job I love, and got engaged. A year later, I got a friend request from him. I didn't accept. Then I got a DM. "Still think leaving me was a good idea?" I screenshotted it. Blocked him. Then I posted that screenshot to a local women's group, warning others. Turns out he'd been manipulating a few other women the same way. Stories flooded in. Screenshots, receipts, DMs. One of the girls made a website exposing him. His reputation tanked. His Tinder screenshots became memes. Employers stopped calling back. He eventually left town. I didn't respond to his final email, but I forwarded it to the girl who now owns the website. She made it the homepage. Story 18. He was the golden boy of our small town. Football captain, straight-A student, charming to parents. I was his girlfriend for 2 years. I thought I was the lucky one. Turns out he was cheating with a girl from another school. He dumped me just before prom, saying, "This is me choosing what's best for me. You'll understand someday." I didn't go to prom. I cried for weeks, but I moved on quietly. Studied hard, left for college, built a new life. 5 years later, he was arrested for DUI. He crashed into a mailbox wearing a prom king sash at a college bar party. The local news ran the story with his old high school yearbook photo. The internet roasted him mercilessly. Someone dug up his promposal video. It got turned into a meme. When peaking in high school isn't enough. He works construction now, which is fine, but he tells everyone he's taking a break from modeling. Me? I just got promoted and said yes to a proposal from someone who respects me. Still waiting for the regret he promised. Story 19. He always had an ego, treated women like collectibles. I was just his fun girl after a bad breakup. But when I broke things off, he looked at me dead serious and said, "You'll be back." They always come back. I never came back. Instead, I made a blog post about narcissistic dating patterns. One paragraph was clearly about him, though I didn't use his name. It blew up, shared by therapists, influencers, even journalists. Comments flooded in from girls who'd been through the same thing. A few even recognized his behavior and messaged me, asking if it was him. I didn't confirm, but they pieced it together. A month later, his business page, he sold gym meal plans, was review bombed. Not with lies, but with links to the blog. Women stopped buying. His name became a cautionary tale in dating groups. He DM'd me once. "You destroyed me." I didn't reply. I just updated the post. And they say women don't hold power. Story 20. He left me 2 weeks before our wedding. 2 weeks. No warning. Just said, "I realized you're not it. I need someone who pushes me to be better." He ran off to Bali with a girl he met in a yoga class. Said he was healing. Left me to cancel the venue, return the gifts, and explain to 150 guests. For a year, I stayed quiet. Focused on recovery. Worked through my rage in therapy and journaling. Then, a mutual friend sent me an Instagram story. He'd proposed to the Bali girl. At a silent retreat. 3 weeks later, she posted a TikTok exposing his lies. Turned out he had a whole other girlfriend the entire time. That girl posted her own video. They went viral. Every comment shredded him. He deleted all socials. His company's website crashed from hate traffic. One of his exes made a musical parody on YouTube that got 500,000 views. Karma didn't wait long. She walked him to the altar and then left him there. Story 21. He was my college roommate's older brother, confident, well-spoken, and dangerously charming. We dated for a year until he told me he was meant for someone more evolved and that I'd regret losing such a high-value man. Turns out his evolution meant quitting his job to become a full-time NFT coach. He blew through his savings, then his friend's money, then started scamming strangers on Discord. I never said a word publicly, but one of his victims was a coder who traced his fake accounts back to his real name. The guy exposed everything, posted screenshots, voice memos, PayPal receipts. It went viral. Reddit ate it up. He was banned from every crypto platform. Even his parents went public, disowning his actions. The last time I saw him, he was bagging groceries wearing sunglasses indoors. Me? I'm now leading marketing at a tech and dating a man who doesn't think vibrations are currency. Story 22. He said I was too average to keep his attention, that I should be grateful for the months he spent elevating me. Then he dumped me via group text, yes, group text, and added, "You'll never do better than me." A year later, I was attending an award ceremony. My first short film had been nominated. Afterward, a stranger approached me to congratulate me and said, "You know that guy you dated? He was here. He's a janitor at the venue." I didn't believe it until I saw him pushing a mop near the exit. He looked like he'd seen a ghost. I walked by in a cocktail dress, thanked him for his service, and left. The next day, I got a message. "Guess now you think you're better than me." I didn't respond, but I did screenshot it and add it to my next screenplay. The audience loved the scene. Story 23. He had a band. You know the type: tight jeans, emotional lyrics, fake deep Instagram quotes. I was his girlfriend, his photographer, his merch shipper. I even sold my guitar to help fund his first EP. He dumped me after they booked their first festival gig. Said he was growing too fast and that I'd regret not staying by his side. 6 months later, the band got blacklisted. Apparently, he was caught hitting on underage fans. Screenshots surfaced. Girls spoke out. Even their drummer quit. Their festival slot got canceled and sponsors pulled out. He tried rebranding solo but was heckled off stage in Chicago. Meanwhile, I saved up, bought a new guitar, started writing my own music. Now I open for an artist he once said I'd never be good enough to meet. And no, I don't take song requests from exes. Story 24. He always needed control. Tracked my location, monitored my spending, criticized my friends. I left quietly, after finding messages on his iPad to 3 different women, one of them married. When I moved out, he said, "You'll miss this life. You'll regret walking away from a man who kept you grounded." Grounded? He meant imprisoned. 6 months later, I got a call from his mother. She asked if I'd heard the news. He'd been fired. Why? His company-issued laptop had been flagged for inappropriate messages, and the IT department found emails to all 3 women. One of them, the CEO's niece. He tried suing the company. He lost. His reputation tanked. Now he lives in a studio apartment next to a nightclub and tweets about how loyalty is dead. I sent his mom a thank you card. Story 25. We were together during med school. He was ambitious, intelligent, and ruthless. Told me I was dead weight and that he needed a partner who could match his pace. He said I'd regret losing a future surgeon. He broke up with me the night before my final anatomy exam. My hands shook the whole test. I thought I was done for, but I passed. Barely. And I moved forward. Fast forward 4 years. I'm working in pediatrics, happy and confident. One day, a nurse brings me a folder and says, "Hey, isn't this your ex?" He'd applied for a position at our hospital. I wasn't involved in hiring, but someone above me was, and she was one of the attending physicians he used to talk trash about during med school. He didn't get the job. Word spread. Other hospitals passed on him too. His arrogance burned bridges before he even crossed them. Meanwhile, I gave the keynote at a national health summit. When I stepped off stage, I saw a familiar face in the crowd. My ex, now working as a traveling clinic rep, handing out branded pens. I guess I did lose a future surgeon, but karma gave me peace. And the mic. Story 26. He was my first serious relationship. Older, established, confident. He told me often I was lucky to be with him, that I'd never be able to keep up if he ever left. When I broke it off, he said, "You'll regret this the first time someone ghosts you." He moved on quickly. Started dating a model he met on a work trip. He paraded her online, captioning pictures. "Finally, someone on my level. 6 months later, she left him in Paris after discovering he was still messaging other women. She posted screenshots on Instagram, and one went viral, him begging her not to leave, saying, "You're the only one I actually respect." The internet dragged him for hours. Then his company dropped him from a PR position because of the scandal. Meanwhile, I was featured in a Forbes article about women in fintech. No regrets here, just results. Story 27. He was my neighbor. We grew up together, dated through high school and college. Everyone thought we'd end up married, until one day he said he wanted to explore other options, that I was too predictable. When I cried, he said, "You'll see, you'll regret not being the wife of a future CEO. He did build a startup. It got local press, even investor interest. But he couldn't manage the pressure, got caught falsifying numbers to impress a VC. They exposed him. His name was blacklisted across the industry. I only found out because a former investor contacted. Turns out he'd used my name as a fake testimonial. Now I work in ethics compliance for a Fortune 100 company. He works part-time for his uncle's warehouse. Karma didn't just catch him. It signed the NDA he tried to forge. Story 28. He was a barista with big dreams. Said he was writing a novel that would change literature forever. I supported him. Paid rent, groceries, everything. Then one day, I came home and he was gone. Just a note. I need to go where people get me. You'll regret this one day. I didn't. 2 years passed. Then a TikTok came across my feed.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Pearl reviewing a book on Wattpad, mocking its awful grammar and weirdly aggressive main character. I recognized the name. It was his. The comments were brutal. Thousands of people dragging it. One even said, "This reads like a man who thinks cheating makes him deep." The worst part? He replied to people in the comments trying to defend the book as himself, doubling down on the story being a metaphor for misunderstood masculinity. He eventually deleted everything. I published a real book, a collection of essays. It became a staff pick at 3 indie bookstores. Still waiting on that regret. Story 29. He proposed with a ring he bought using my credit card. I found out 2 weeks later when my bank called about suspicious charges. When I confronted him, he said, "So what? You'll regret losing someone willing to marry you, even after all your issues." I canceled the card, reported the fraud, called off the wedding. He tried to threaten me with ruining my name. I beat him to it. sent an anonymous tip to a local podcast that investigated wedding scams. They uncovered everything. The episode went viral. His picture was plastered across Reddit, Facebook groups, and even featured in a BuzzFeed roundup titled, "Craziest Wedding Scammers You Won't Believe Are Real." He tried to start over in another state. Didn't work. Someone recognized him at a job interview and told HR. Meanwhile, I met someone kind and normal. We got engaged last year with a ring he paid for. Story 30. He was always broke. I didn't mind until I realized he was also lazy. He played video games all day while I worked two jobs. He said he was waiting for the right time to launch his streaming career. I asked when he'd start applying for jobs. He said, "You'll regret this when I'm a millionaire and you're stuck working retail." So I left, quietly. I changed my number and moved cities. A year later, my friend texted, "You have to see this." It was a YouTube video titled, "Why I Got Kicked Off Twitch." Not my fault. It was him, ranting about how the platform was unfair. Turns out he got banned for bullying viewers and violating monetization terms. His mom posted on Facebook begging people to donate to help with his emotional recovery. The comments roasted both of them. I now work at a startup that partners with Twitch. Sometimes I wonder if his name pops up in our banned users list. And then I smile. Story 31. He was my coworker's brother, cocky, flashy, and full of ambition. We dated for a year before I found out he was cheating. When I confronted him, he smirked and said, "You'll regret leaving someone like me. I'm the total package." A few months later, he launched a fitness brand with stolen logos and fake testimonials. I didn't say a word, but someone on Twitter caught it. The real brand found out and sued him. He tried to cry victim online, but screenshots of his DMs to multiple girls, including minors, surfaced. TikTok got a hold of it. The takedowns were brutal. His website was shut down, his social media deleted, and even his mom blocked him for family peace. Meanwhile, I got promoted, moved to a new city, and started dating a vet who brings home stray animals for us to foster. No regrets, just puppies. Story 32. He thought he was God's gift to women. We dated during senior year of college. He used to say, "You better lock this down before someone better does," like he was the prize. He ghosted me after graduation. I was heartbroken. Until I found out he was messaging three girls from our class using the same recycled lines. I moved on, got a job, traveled, started therapy. Meanwhile, he tried to launch a podcast called Alpha Mindset Mondays. It flopped. He invited guests, but they never showed up. One episode had three views. Two of them were from a Reddit thread roasting him. Then a clip of him calling women overrated distractions went viral for all the wrong reasons. He got fired from his job because a coworker recognized his voice. I ran into him at CVS last month. He asked if I still listened to the podcast. I said, "Sorry, I only stream people who matter." Walked out with my snacks and a smile. Story 33. He was my high school sweetheart. Everyone thought we'd get married. Until he cheated with his ex the week before our fifth anniversary. He told me I was too emotional, not mature enough, and that I'd beg to get him back when I realize how hard dating is. I didn't beg. I blocked him. Focused on work, saved money, bought a car. 2 years later, I got invited to speak at a local university about starting your own business. Guess who was in the crowd? He'd gone back to school after his big career plans tanked. After the event, he waited by my car and said, "Wow, you really leveled up." I said thanks and drove away. Later, he tried to follow me on Instagram. His profile bio said, "Just a simple guy rebuilding his life." Funny how karma tears down what arrogance builds. Story 34. He once told me, "You'll never do better than me. You're cute, but you're not hot enough to upgrade." Cool. I left. He called me basic. Said I'd age badly. A few years later, my best friend sent me a dating profile. It was him. On a budget app. Still using shirtless selfies from college. His bio said, "Not here for drama, just peace and vibes." Apparently, he'd gained weight. Nothing wrong with that. Lost his job. Life happens. But still acted like he was top shelf. The real twist? He matched with my boss's cousin. She went on one date, found out who he was, and ghosted him and left a review on a local Facebook group. Women piled in with horror stories. Someone made a Google Doc. He messaged me after it all blew up. Guess you're laughing now. Yes. Yes, I am. Story 35. He was older, successful, and completely full of himself. Said I was lucky to date him, that I should take notes from his exes, and that one day I'd regret walking away from a man with a future. When I ended it, he scoffed, "You'll miss the lifestyle. You'll never afford it without me." Well, I went back to school, took on side gigs, hustled. 2 years later, I opened my own photography studio. A local magazine did a piece on my work. Guess who emailed me? Him. He wanted professional headshots. For free. I replied with my rates. He tried to flirt. I didn't respond. Then I posted a client horror story on TikTok. No names, just vibes. People figured it out. His exes stitched it, adding their own stories. It snowballed. Now he goes by a fake name on LinkedIn and has no social presence. Me? I shoot weddings and brand campaigns. The only thing I miss is the version of me that ever thought he was special. Story 36. He told me I was too sensitive to handle a man like him, that I needed to learn how the real world works, and that someday you'll look back and wish you stayed. He worked in finance. Fast talking, power suit, nonstop arrogance. I worked in a nonprofit. He constantly belittled my job and values. I finally left when he mocked me for crying during a news segment about displaced families. He married a woman he met on a luxury retreat. A year later, she drained his accounts and left him for her yoga instructor. She took the dog, the furniture, and even the espresso machine. Turns out she had a prenup he signed without reading it. Because, in his words, she's hot, not smart. Joke's on him. She was both. He now rents a room in a bachelor pad with three guys 10 years younger than him and calls himself a mindset coach on Twitter. I lead a nonprofit chapter and come home every day to peace. Karma did all the work. Story 37. He always mocked my ambition. I wanted to open a bakery. He called it a cute hobby. Said I'd quit in 6 months. He dumped me when I rented a tiny storefront and said, "You'll regret letting go of stability." Within a year, my bakery went viral for one of our TikTok cake designs. Orders exploded. I was featured in a local magazine and started hiring staff. One day, guess who walks in during a slow afternoon? Him. Looking down, clearly uncomfortable. He asked if we were hiring. I kept it professional. Took his resume. Later, I checked. He listed me as a reference. I emailed him. Unfortunately, we're moving in a different direction. But thanks for the application. Loved the part where you mocked this place's existence. He never replied. But I saw him on LinkedIn a few weeks later, now branding himself as a creative consultant. His only endorsement? From his mom. Story 38. He dumped me via voicemail. Said I lacked vision and that he needed someone who could handle the pressure of being a power couple. He started dating someone he called an influencer with real potential. I stayed quiet, focused on healing, got promoted, bought a condo. A year later, I got a notification. He followed me on Instagram from a new account. His main one? Gone. Turns out the influencer cheated on him on livestream. A mutual friend sent me the clip, her yelling, "You're broken boring." People clipped it. It hit Twitter, Reddit. He became a meme. His DMs leaked shortly after. Dozens of copy-pasted messages to random girls trying to collab. Now he tweets under an anonymous handle about how women only like money. Guess who's never been happier without it? Me. Story 39. He told me he was done with small-town energy and that I'd never make it out of the comfort bubble. That if I wasn't coming to New York with him, I'd regret watching him thrive from afar. I stayed. He left. For a while, I thought he was right. He posted all the time. Rooftop parties, creative friends, flashy jobs. I muted him. Focused on my own grind. Studied marketing. Opened a side business. 2 years later, someone tagged me in a viral TikTok. It was a parody of people who pretend to live lavish lives in NYC, filmed at a party he hosted. Someone exposed that the loft he always filmed in was actually his friend's Airbnb. Worse, a tenant from his old apartment stitched the clip and said he owed $4,000 in unpaid rent. The comments were brutal. He deactivated that week. Last I heard, he moved back home. I passed him at a gas station wearing shades indoors. He looked at me like I was the ghost. Funny how karma circles back. Story 40. He was always the funny guy. Everyone loved him. But his jokes always had a bite. Especially when they were about me. "You're lucky I have a thing for broken birds," he'd say in front of people. When I finally had enough and broke up with him, he said, "No one else will laugh at your stories. You'll come back when the silence gets too loud." But the silence? It was peaceful. I started journaling. Those journals became short stories. I submitted one to a magazine. They published it. Then two more. Then a small book deal. I did a signing at a bookstore downtown. Guess who showed up pretending not to notice the line? He came over and said, "So, writing now?" I signed a copy for him. Wrote. To the guy who said I had no voice, thanks for the punchlines. Walked away. Left him holding the book he inspired, for all the wrong reasons. Story 41. He was my college professor's son. Smart, well-connected, and full of opinions. We dated for 8 months. He loved to remind me, "You'd be nothing without me. I gave you access to my world." When I caught him flirting with another student and called him out, he said, "You'll regret leaving someone who challenges you. No man will stimulate you like I do." 2 years later, I was invited to speak at a university leadership event. He was there, not as a guest, but working security. Apparently, after 3 job firings for insubordination, he ended up getting licensed as a campus guard. He didn't even look me in the eyes, just scanned my badge in silence. Later, a student told me he used to brag I was obsessed with him. I smiled and said, "He's right. I wrote an entire chapter in my book about him, How to Spot Emotional Parasites." Story 42. He said I was too soft to be successful, that my kindness made me weak. We dated for a year until he announced he was leaving me to move to LA and build an empire. Before he left, he told me, "You'll regret losing a future mogul." He lasted 4 months, lived out of his car, burned bridges, and scammed a producer's assistant by pretending he had a Netflix deal. She exposed him on Twitter, and the thread went viral. He became a meme. People stitched his fake audition tapes. One clip of him yelling, "I am the brand," while shirtless got 2 million views. Comments were relentless. He came crawling back home, moved in with his brother, and started live streaming himself cooking ramen while giving life advice. I send his TikToks to my coworkers when we need a laugh. I don't regret a thing. Story 43. He was my manager at my first job. Charismatic, twice my age, and completely manipulative. I thought it was love. He convinced me to leave my apartment and move in with him to grow together. Then he cheated. Not once. Multiple times with women from our job. When I confronted him, he sneered, "You'll regret walking out on someone who took care of you." I left with nothing but a backpack. Slept on my friend's couch, picked up extra shifts, rebuilt everything from scratch. A year later, I got hired at a major PR firm. Ironically, the same one that handled damage control for his company. Why damage control? Because one of the girls he dated was underage and reported him. His name hit local news. I watched my new coworkers scramble through press strategy. His mugshot was all over the screen. He emailed, "I messed up. Can we talk?" I blocked him, then sent an anonymous tip to HR at his old job. He hasn't worked in 2 years. Story 44. He once told me, "You should be grateful I even see potential in you. Most guys would overlook someone like you." We were together for 2 years, and in that time, he sabotaged my self-worth, laughed when I cried, mocked my dreams, said I should stay in my lane. The final straw? He told me he'd cheated, and it was bound to happen because I wasn't evolving fast enough. He left, and I hit rock bottom. But rock bottom became foundation. I took up digital art, opened a tiny Etsy shop. A niche influencer bought one of my designs, then another. It blew up. I hit 100K followers, launched my own brand, and started donating profits to mental health orgs. Guess who reached out for a logo redesign? Him. I quoted my highest rate. He ghosted me. A week later, he posted a rant about how small artists think they're celebrities now. The comments? Full of people tagging me. Story 45. He bragged constantly about how every woman wanted him, how his exes always came crawling back. "You'll do the same," he said when I left. "You'll miss the thrill." I'm not replaceable. He wasn't wrong about one thing. I did miss the thrill of peace. I started dating someone emotionally stable, built a home, started a small garden, slept better. Years later, my fiance and I visited a new BBQ spot. Guess who was behind the counter? Yup, Mr. Irreplaceable. He didn't recognize me at first until I said, "Extra sauce, please." His face fell. I smiled politely. He rang us up in silence. Later, he DM'd me. "Crazy seeing you again. You still think I'm replaceable?" I replied with a photo of my engagement ring and a caption. Turns out, yes. Blocked. Deleted. Planted sunflowers the next day. Story 46. He told me he couldn't waste potential by staying in a low-value relationship. We'd dated 3 years. I supported him through failed startups and family emergencies. When he got his first remote gig paying 6 figures, he dumped me via email. Said I was the anchor he had to cut loose. His exact words were, "You'll regret it when I'm on magazine covers." 1 year later, he went viral. Not for success, but for having a complete meltdown on a company Zoom, yelling at a female intern. She recorded it. Reddit tore him apart. HR got involved. He was fired within 48 hours. Even worse, someone recognized his voice from a dating app horror story and posted screenshots. Suddenly, multiple women came forward with similar stories. He tried to go dark online, but the damage was done. I, on the other hand, started my own small business. One of my products got picked up by a national brand. No regrets. Just karma playing cleanup. Story 47. He always said he was destined for Hollywood, that he was just using his small-town life as material. When we broke up, he said, "You'll regret losing the man who's gonna change cinema." He moved to LA and started a YouTube channel about being an unrecognized genius. His content? Mostly rants about women not understanding artists. He begged people to support his short film. It flopped. Viewers roasted it so badly that his comment section had to be disabled. Then, a film student made a parody of it, and it got more views than his actual movie. He posted a crying video saying the internet ruined his vision. That clip got turned into memes. Even his old acting coach commented, "He was late to class 14 times and once cried over a headshot." Me? I'm an assistant director on an actual film, and I once used a still of him for a what not to do slide in a presentation. Story 48. He thought he was smarter than everyone. Dated me while juggling two side relationships, thinking I'd never catch on. When I finally exposed him, he smirked and said, "You'll regret blowing this up. I'm the best you'll ever get." I didn't reply. I just left. 2 months later, I got a call from his main girlfriend. She found out about me and another girl through screenshots I'd posted in a private forum. She decided to get even. Together, we gathered every lie, every photo, every thread. We created a shared Google Doc. It spread like wildfire, shared among friend groups, Reddit, even coworkers. His job caught wind. He worked in PR. They didn't like bad PR. Fired immediately. One of his side girls posted a TikTok reenactment that went viral. Now, if you search his name, it autocorrects to Cheater Exposed Doc. Karma? More like karma with receipts. Story 49. He always called himself an alpha, thought emotional intelligence was weakness. Once told me, "You'll miss having a real man when you're crying alone in your apartment." After I broke it off, he started a podcast. Of course. It was full of rants about modern women and how relationships are a scam. At first, no one noticed. Then he said something wild on air, claimed women over 30 should date down and be grateful. That clip exploded. Not in the way he wanted. Women stitched it, roasted it. Even men roasted it. One comedian did a whole stand-up set based on the rant. His podcast went from 300 listeners to a million, but for mockery, not fame. He tried to rebrand. Too late. He became a walking punchline. I got promoted. I mentor young women in tech now. And yes, I use his clip in workshops as an example of what not to listen to. Story 50. We dated long distance while I finished graduate school. I visited him every other weekend. Cooked, helped him study for his CPA. Thought we were building something. Then I found out he was living with another girl the whole time. When I confronted him, he said, "You'll regret making this about loyalty. Relationships aren't ownership." I left, quietly, focused on my thesis. A year later, I was hired by a firm that audited small accounting businesses. Guess who came up in a flagged case? Yep, mister, you'll regret it. Turns out he'd been filing sketchy returns for clients to speed up results. I didn't report him directly, but someone else did. He lost his license. Worse, the girl he cheated on me with? She left him and sued him for fraud. Now he does taxes out of his mom's garage for cash. Regret? Maybe for him. For me, it was the best decision I ever made. Story 51. He was the golden boy of his church. Clean cut, charming, always the first to offer a prayer and the last to leave the choir. To everyone else, he was perfect. To me, he was controlling and quietly cruel. When I finally had the courage to walk away, he told me, "You'll regret losing someone God handpicked for you." Fast forward 6 months. A girl from his church messaged me. She was engaged to him, and she'd found old texts from him to me, dated after their engagement. I told her everything. She believed me. She confronted him during a sermon. A witness said he broke down and confessed to cheating, not just with me, but with three women in the congregation. The pastor removed him from leadership, and his reputation crashed harder than his spiritual ego. Meanwhile, I'm in a healthy relationship with someone who doesn't use God as a weapon. And no, I don't regret a single thing. Story 52. He was my coworker, a rising star in the sales department. He used to flirt like it was currency, and I made the mistake of falling for it. When I realized he was stringing along multiple women at once, I ended things. He said, "You'll regret this when I'm your boss." Months later, HR launched a surprise review after several anonymous complaints. One of them had screenshots. dozens of inappropriate messages he'd sent from his work phone. Turns out he'd sent one to HR's assistant. He was walked out in front of everyone. That same day, I got called into a meeting. Turns out I was getting promoted to team lead, not because of the drama, but because my numbers had been outperforming his for months. Later that evening, I got a text from him. Congrats. I guess I didn't even open it. Sometimes karma isn't loud. Sometimes it just hands you the keys to his desk. Story 53. He dumped me after I lost my job. Said I was too much of a risk to stay with. That he needed a partner with momentum. His final message read, "You'll regret letting go of someone who always lands on his feet." He moved in with a girl who worked in tech. Flexed her Tesla like it was his. Posted Instagram stories about being a power couple. I stayed quiet, picked myself up, and freelanced until I landed a role with a remote marketing firm. A few months later, she messaged me. Said he'd used her card to buy crypto. $18,000 worth. She dumped him and froze the account. He responded by rage posting about how women don't support hustlers. His TikTok rants turned into jokes. Someone made a soundboard of his quotes. The audio clip of "You'll Regret Losing Me" is now used for dogs who chew up shoes. Meanwhile, I got promoted, paid off my debt, and adopted a dog named Karma. Story 54. He ran a small photography studio and called himself a visual philosopher. He told me I didn't understand his art and that someday I'd wish I had stayed close to greatness. He broke up with me by leaving a Polaroid on my windshield. Just a photo of him walking away with "Goodbye" written on it. I focused on my own creativity after that. Started doing digital illustration, then animation. A YouTuber commissioned work from me and gave me a shout out. My following grew fast. 2 years later, I found his Instagram. He was using one of my animations as his banner, poorly cropped, without credit. I reported it. It was removed. So I posted a side-by-side comparison with a polite note. "Here's how you protect your..." The post exploded. He got dragged. Several local artists came forward saying he'd copied their style or underpaid them. Now he mostly posts photos of clouds with captions like, "Misunderstood genius. I don't regret leaving him. I regret ever thinking he was original." Story 55. He used to tell people I was lucky to have him because he didn't usually date girls like me, whatever that meant. When I finally left, he told everyone I couldn't handle a real man and that I'd be back after the rebound failed. Spoiler, I didn't come back, but I did start therapy. He didn't. Instead, he joined a men's coaching group that promoted alpha dominance. His TikTok page filled with rants about modern dating, gym videos, and warrior quotes. Someone eventually recognized him. One of the girl's friends he'd once ghosted. She stitched a video of him ranting about ungrateful women with a compilation of his old DMs. The result? His employer saw it. His side hustle coaching service got flooded with negative reviews. The comments on his videos are now full of people asking, "Bro, are you okay?" "I'm doing better than okay. I'm engaged to someone who makes me laugh, not shrink." Karma took care of him. All I did was heal. Story 56. He was my personal trainer. Confident, intense, always surrounded by compliments and gym selfies. We started dating after I lost 20 pounds. He made me feel like I'd earned his attention. But after a few months, he got distant. Told me I was too clingy and holding him back. His final message was, "You'll regret losing me when you see me on a fitness magazine cover." A year later, I was scrolling TikTok and saw a viral clip of a guy screaming at a Planet Fitness employee. It was him. Red-faced, banned from the gym for throwing a protein shake at a vending machine. The comments were ruthless. Someone found his Instagram and dragged him for posting fake before and after photos using different clients. It came out he was charging people for diet plans he'd copied from Google. He lost his brand deals. His gym terminated his contract. I'm now a certified trainer myself, with real clients, real results, and zero yelling.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. Hope NY. or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First Bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers, subject to eligibility requirements, in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.